From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. U.S. special operators to be sent to Iraq to fight the Islamic State group. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter announced the deployment Tuesday during testimony before the House Armed Services Committee. The Specialized Expeditionary Targeting Force will consist of approximately 200 Special Forces personnel and could be in place in Iraq within weeks.
Through our own action and those of our coalition partners, the military campaign will destroy ISIL's leadership and forces, deprive it of resources and safe haven and mobility, all the while we seek to identify and then enable motivated local forces on the ground to expel ISIL from its territory, hold and govern it, and ensure that victory sticks.
Secretary Carter said the troops will be capable of unilateral action in Syria. President Barack Obama says climate change is an economic and security imperative that must be tackled now. He spoke on the sidelines of the UN Climate Summit outside Paris.
All of this will be hard. Getting 200 nations to agree on anything is hard. And I'm sure there will be moments over the next 2 weeks where progress seems stymied and everyone rushes to write that we are doomed. But I'm convinced that we're going to get big things done here.
President Obama. The Syria-based Islamic State group has expanded its reach in Africa. A top leader of U.S. Africa Command says the group is courting Islamist extremists from Nigeria to Somalia while establishing a major nerve center close to Europe. Vice Admiral Michael Franken says the group has grown to about 2,000 people in and around the city of Sirte. This is VOA News. NATO says it will keep about 12,000 troops in Afghanistan for an extra year in 2016 to prevent the country from again becoming a safe haven for terrorists. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said Tuesday the alliance will pledge approximately 12,000 troops as part of its resolute support mission in the region.
For several years, NATO has augmented Turkey's air defenses. We will continue to do so. And allies are looking at additional assurance measures for Turkey. They will be finalized in the coming weeks.
NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg made the pledge after alliance foreign ministers endorsed the decision. An explosion near a commuter rail station in Istanbul, Turkey, Tuesday wounded at least 5 people and brought the transportation system to a halt. A local official in Istanbul said the explosion near the city's Bayrampaşa station was caused by a pipe bomb. There's been no claim of responsibility. The Turkish president has challenged his Russian counterpart to prove allegations that Turkey is facilitating oil smuggling by the Islamic State group. Dorian Jones reports.
Ankara has angrily rejected Russian President Vladimir Putin's accusation that Turkey shot down a Russian bomber to protect its oil trade with the Islamic State group in Syria. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said he would resign if Putin could substantiate the charge. Given that many of the allegations involve his son, Bilal, Erdogan has strenuously denied those allegations, and so far, President Putin has offered no evidence to support his claim. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
The anti-corruption group Transparency International estimates that 75 million Africans paid a bribe in the past year. The figure is included in a report that says most Africans believe corruption is getting worse. Researchers surveyed more than 43,000 people in sub-Saharan Africa about corruption. 58% said they believe corruption had increased in their country during the previous 12 months. The newly elected mayor of Alaska's capital city, Juneau, was found dead at his home. An autopsy will be performed on 70-year-old Stephen Greg Fisto to determine the cause of his death. Police are releasing few details and are calling rumors of an assault against the mayor speculation. Human Rights Watch says former U.S. President George W. Bush and other key former government officials should be criminally investigated for their role in the interrogation of suspected terrorists. The group dismisses claims by the Obama administration that there are legal obstacles to prosecuting the officials. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.